我们感谢主给我们这么好的诗歌。
We thank the Lord for giving us such a beautiful hymn.
我们今天也是刚才讲到说是传福音的聚会。
Just now we talk about today is a gospel meeting.
如果你是今天第一次来到我们中间来参加我们聚会的，我们欢迎你。
If you're the first time to come here, we welcome you.
那我想传福音也不仅仅是对着福音朋友来讲的。
I think when we talk about the gospel, it's not only to the gospel friends.
当我们来到传福音聚会的时候，我们也借着福音，我们再一次温习主爱的故事。
When we talk about the gospel, actually, we start to renew the story that we believe in Jesus.
我们也学习如何的向人来传福音。
We learn to how to preach the gospel to the people.
因为我们看见主把我们放在这个 Auburn 这个地方。
Because we can see the Lord put us here in Auburn.
我想我们周围不仅有很多的中国人。
I think there are lots of Chinese around us.
我们周围还有很多这些不同背景、不同文化的这些不同种族的人。
And there are lots of people from different ethnic groups, from different races.
我想主如果愿意用我们的话。
I think if the Lord wants to use us,
我想我们不仅需要向中国人来传福音。
We not only need to preach the gospel to the Chinese.
如果主加给我们力量，我们可以向我们周围这些不同种族、不同文化背景的这些人来传福音。
May the Lord strengthen us to preach the gospel to the people from other nations.
所以盼望主真的是在这边能够用我们作为一个见证。
Hopefully the Lord can use us as a testimony.
我们一开始我们先有一个祷告。
Just before we start, let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
就像诗歌所唱的一样，主，你是我们的生命泉。
Just like the hymn says, you are the fountainhead.
你说来到你面前的永远不饿。
You are the living bread. You said, whoever come before you never feel hungry.
喝你这水的也必永远不渴。
Whoever drink the water from you.We'll never thirsty again.
主，我们就求你今天把你的生命向所有来到这里的第一次来到这里的福音朋友们，向他们来述说。
Lord, may you give the life to all the people who come here first time.
让他们真的看见主，你是那生命的源头。
So that they can see you are the source of the life.
你也是我们一生所追求的目的。
You are the eternal purpose that we'll pursue.
主，我们求你，主今天你来。借着圣灵把你的话向这些还没有相信你的福音朋友们来述说。
Lord, may you speak your words to these gospel friends through the Holy Spirit.
让你的话真的好像好种落在田地里一样。
May your words just like the seed drop into the good soil.
让他们听见了，主，他们就愿意相信接受你。
So that they can accept to believe in you after they hear your words.
主，我们知道人的言语是何等的贫穷和有限。
Lord, you know our words. The words of human being is very limited.
主，我们求你自己的圣灵在这里做工。
May your Holy Spirit works here.
你越过讲的、翻译的一切的软弱和亏欠。
May you pass over the weakness of the speaker, the translator.
向所有来到这边还没有得救的这些人来施恩。
Speak and bless all the people who not believe in yet.
让我们因为看见你，主，我们的生命就被你来改变。
So that our life will be changed after we see you.
主，我们把下面的时间恭敬的仰望交托给你。
We'll commit the following time into your hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们今天要来看一个对基督徒来说都非常熟悉的一个故事。
We will look at a story that we were very familiar with.
就是在约翰福音第十一章的。讲到拉撒路，主耶稣叫拉撒路复活。
It's in the book of John, chapter 11. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead.
我们一起好不好？一起来，先把这个故事，我们先来读一遍。
Let's read the story first.
在约翰福音第十一章。
Book of John, chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章，我们从第一节我们读到第四十六节。
Let's start from first verse 1 to 46.
我们好不好请我读一节，请弟兄姊妹们读一节。
I read one verse and you read the second.
从第一节我们读到第四十六节。
Let's start from verse 1 to verse 46.
第一节，有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。 患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。
他姊妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，
听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地人住了两天。
然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太去吧。
门徒说，拉比，犹太人进来要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？
耶稣回答说，白日不是有12小时吗？人在白日走路就不至于跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。
若在黑夜走路就必跌倒，因为他没有光。
耶稣说了这话，随后对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
门徒说，主啊，他若睡了就必好了。
耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为是说照常睡了。
耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。
多马又称为迪图马，就对那同作门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。
耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经4天了。
伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有6里路。
有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。
马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
就是现在我也知道，你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
马大说了这话，就回去暗暗地叫他妹子玛利亚说，夫子来了，叫你。
玛利亚听见了，就急忙起来到耶稣那里去。
那时耶稣还没有进村子，人在马大迎接他的地方。
那些同玛利亚在家里安慰他的犹太人见他急忙起来出去，就跟着他，以为他要往坟墓那里去哭。
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就俯伏在他脚前说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁，
便说，你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说，请主来看。
耶稣哭了。
犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。
其中有人说，他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？
耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。
耶稣说，你们把石头挪开。那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经4天了。
耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
说了这话，就大声呼叫说，拉撒路出来。
那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。
耶稣
对他们说，解开，叫他走。
我们就读到这里。
We just stop here.
我们在翻到约翰福音最后倒数第二章，是在约翰福音20章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 20.
约翰福音20章第30节到31节。
Verse 30 to 31.
找到我们一起来读。
We read together.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。我想这一段讲到一个主耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活的一个故事。
I think there is a story Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead.
我想这对于基督徒来说，这是一个非常熟悉的一个故事。
This is the story that we as Christians we're very familiar with.
因为从这个故事里面，我们看见主耶稣他真的是很有能力。
Because from the story we can see the divine power of Jesus.
但是在这个福音，在这一段故事里面，是不是光让我们看见耶稣的能力呢
？But within the story, is that all?
那我们知道主耶稣当主耶稣在地上的时候
，We know when Jesus was on this earth.
他行了非常多的神迹奇事。
He performed many miraculous signs.
他能够叫瞎眼的看见，叫瘸腿的行走，叫长大麻风的得洁净。
He recovered the sight for the blind, made the lame walk, and cleansed those who have leprosy.
他甚至能够叫死人从死里复活。
And he even can raise the dead.
那在圣经的里面记载了不止一次主耶稣叫死人复活。
It's not only once that recorded that Jesus raised the dead.
如果你看圣经的话，圣经里面记载了三次主耶稣叫人从死里复活。
If you look at the Bible, there are three times that recorded that Jesus raised the dead.
但是在约翰福音十一章里面是讲到最详细也是最令人惊叹的一次。
But this is the most amazing one, most detailed record in the book of John.
那我们刚才读的这个约翰福音。
Just now we read these verses.
它记载了主耶稣八个的神迹。
There are eight of the miracles have been recorded here.
当我们读约翰福音二十章的时候，我们看见约翰告诉我们。
When we read chapter 20 of John, John told us.
主耶稣在地上行了非常多的神迹。
Jesus did lots of miraculous signs on the earth.
但是约翰呢，他只有选择性的记载了八个。
But John only recorded eight of them.
因为约翰他不是光为了要显示耶稣的能力而记载这些神迹。
Because I think John did not only record these to show the divine power of Jesus.
他乃是要借着这几个标志性的神迹来让人看见来认识这位人类的救主。
But also through these iconic miracles so that people can know, can come to know this Jesus.
他要让人真的能够看见主耶稣是神的儿子。
So that people can see Jesus is the Son of God.
并且让我们因为相信他我们就可以从他能够得到生命。
By believing him, we can receive life from him.
所以我们也盼望我们能够从这个神迹的里面我们来认识这位救主耶稣。
So hopefully we can come to know this Savior Jesus from the story.
这一章呢一开始就讲到玛利亚和马大的弟弟拉撒路病了。
Start from the beginning of the chapter, it says Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, was sick.
如果你读圣经的时候你知道耶稣和他们家一家的关系非常的密切。
If you read the Bible, you know Jesus has got a very close relationship with them.
因为耶稣每一次到耶路撒冷都是在马大、玛利亚的家中，他们接待他。
Because every time when Jesus went to Jerusalem, it's Mary and her family who welcomed him.
现在拉撒路病了，他们就打发人去把耶稣找来。
But now when Lazarus was sick, the sisters sent people to ask for Jesus.
那为什么一定要去找耶稣呢
？Why do you have to find him?
我们知道那时候耶稣是其实是离他们很远的地方。
We know actually at that time Jesus was far away from them.
他是在约旦河外。
He was across the Jordan.
我想他为什么他们一定要去找人去请耶稣来
？Why do you have to send people to ask for Jesus?
我想拉撒路他一定是得了重病。
I think Lazarus was really sick.
而且呢，医生呢已经是束手无策了。
And doctor could do nothing.
要不然他们不会大老远的去把耶稣给请来。
Otherwise, they would not go that far to ask for Jesus.
所以我不知道在座的朋友们。
So I don't know friends here.
我不知道你们有没有束手无策、痛苦无助的时候。
Have you got the time that you don't know what to do? You don't know how to do?
也许是你身体得了重病。
Maybe when you sick.
也许是你的婚姻走到了尽头。
Maybe your marriage come to an end.
也许是你生活中受到了很沉重的打击。
Or maybe you got some hardship in your life.
或许你也是试过了很多种的方法。
Or maybe you've tried many methods.
也许你已经看过了很多的医生。
Or maybe you've seen lots of doctors.
你现在也已经是彻底绝望，已经是束手无策。
And you are in despair, and you got nothing you can do.
但是你还有一条路。
But there's another way for you.
你可以来到这位耶稣的面前。
You can come to this Jesus.
你可以求他来帮助你，求他来拯救你。
You can ask him to save you, to help you.
当你愿意真的来信靠他的时候
，When you really come to believe in him,
你就要发现你的生命发生了何等奇妙的大改变。
You will find your life will be transformed.
因为耶稣他乐意拯救一切伤心绝望的人。
Because Jesus is happy to save everyone who is in despair.
那马大和玛利亚他们打发去的人找到耶稣以后
So when the people sent by Martha and Mary found Jesus
他们就把拉撒路患病的消息告诉了耶稣
They told Jesus that Lazarus was sick
在第四节里面说耶稣听见就说这病不至于死乃是为神的荣耀叫神的儿子因此得荣耀
In verse 4 it says When he heard this Jesus said This sickness will not end in deathNo, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
在接下去第五节、第六节里面，接着说，耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子，并拉撒路。听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
In verse 5 and 6, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days.
也许我们觉得非常的奇怪。
Maybe we feel very surprised.
既然主耶稣他爱拉撒路
Since Jesus loved Lazarus.
但他听见拉撒路病了以后他应该是马上要赶到耶路撒冷去
As soon as he heard Lazarus was sick, he should have already rushed to the Jerusalem.
或者呢他可以像以前他救一个大臣的儿子一样
Or just like he healed the official's son.
那个大臣的儿子得病以后也请人去找耶稣
When the son was sick,The official sent the people to ask for Jesus.
耶稣并没有赶到他家里去，只是说了一句话，就叫大臣的儿子给治好了。
Jesus didn't go to his place, but only healed him by the word of his mouth.
但是这次耶稣好像什么都没有做。
But this time looks like Jesus didn't do anything.
他既没有赶过去，他也没有在那里说一句话，就叫拉撒路好。
He did neither rush to his place nor.Healed him with the words from his mouth.
而是他在约旦河外，他又多住了两天。
He stayed where he was across Jordan two more days.
两天之后，他才对门徒说：“他说，我们走吧，拉撒路已经睡了，我们去叫醒他。”
After two more days, he said to the disciples, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up."
门徒们一下子没有听懂。
The disciples didn't really understand.
耶稣就告诉他们说拉撒路其实已经死了
So Jesus told them plainly Lazarus is dead
那门徒们就更加糊涂了
So the disciples even feel more confused
既然都已经死了那还有必要再去吗
Since he's already dead Is that still necessary to go there?
何况在耶路撒冷的祭司长和法利赛人他们想捉拿耶稣甚至要杀害耶稣的
Plus at that time the chief priests and the Pharisees in Jerusalem they want to arrest Jesus.
因为耶稣他竟然公开在那边宣称他是神的儿子。
Because Jesus proclaimed openly that he is the son of God.
但既然耶稣一定要去这些门徒也只好心不甘情不愿地跟着走了。
But since Jesus has already decided to go, the disciples got nothing to do but to follow.
当耶稣到了伯大尼的时候，拉撒路他已经埋在坟墓里已经四天了。
When Jesus arrived at Bethany, Lazarus has already been in tomb for four days.
那马大和玛利亚看见耶稣的第一句话都是一样的。
When Mary and Martha saw Jesus, their first words were the same.
他们说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
他们其实是在那里埋怨耶稣。
Actually, they were complaining to Jesus.
他们说主啊，你为什么来得这么晚
？They're saying, Lord, why come so late?
如果你早来一点，拉撒路就不会死了。
If you come here a little bit earlier, my brother Lazarus would not have died.
他们就在耶稣的脚前哭泣。
And they fell to Jesus' feet and wept.
耶稣看见他们在那里痛哭，在那边伤心。
After seeing their weeping,
耶稣的心里面他也悲叹。
Jesus was deeply moved in spirit.
在三十五节里面说，耶稣哭了。
In verse 35, it says Jesus wept.
在英文里面只有两个字。
In English, there is only two words.
Jesus wept.
Jesus 耶稣哭了。
这是圣经里面最短的一节经文。
This is the shortest verse in the Bible.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
耶稣他为什么哭呢？
Why did Jesus weep?
是他因为看见他们悲伤难过，他在那里同情他们吗？
Is that because they, when Jesus saw them sad and he tried to show sympathize with them?
是他没有看见他亲爱的朋友拉撒路最后一面，他在那里伤心吗？
Is that because he didn't have chance to say goodbye to his loved friend, Lazarus?
我想在座的很多人都参加过葬礼。
I think, people sitting here, most of you have attended the funerals.
不管是你的亲人还是你的朋友。
No matter it's for your relatives or for your friends.
当你去和他最后道别的时候。
When you try to say goodbye to him or her.
当你想到他从前的音容笑貌的时候。
When you thought about his voice, his or her voice or expressions in the past.
当你想到从此以后就生死相隔的时候。
When you think about the separations between life and death from now on.
我想没有人不会流泪，不会悲叹。
I don't think any people would not weep and feel sad.
有什么比死亡更加令人伤心绝望呢？
What's more dead or hopeless than death?
中国有一句成语叫做生离死别。
There is a Chinese idiom said separations in life and parting at death.
古人说人生最悲哀的事莫过于生离和死别。
The ancient people says the saddest thing in one's life is separations in life.
相爱的人远隔千里，那个是生离。
People in love, are separated by thousands of miles.
因为我们都巴不得和我们最亲的人每天都在一起。
We really hope we can stay with the people we love.
但是因着种种原因，我们却远隔千里，互相有一个爱的煎熬。
But because of the many reasons, we separated by thousands of miles.
但是我想我们至少比古人要好很多，因为我们现在可以通过打电话，可以视频跟你的亲人，可以在更多的一些的了解接触。
I think these days we are much better than ancients, because we can talk to each other, communicate each other by emails, WeChat, calls.
但是比生离更加痛苦的那就是死别。
But the more painful thing than separation in life is parting at death.
因为人只要一息尚存，就还有一线的希望。
Because when people has still got one breath, there is a glimmer of hope.
但是如果你进到死的里面，那个就是永别。
But if you enter the death, that's farewell, part forever.
所以中国人对死呢特别的忌讳。
So actually Chinese try to avoid the death.
我们常常用很多的字来代替这个死这个字。
We talk about lots of things, instead of death.
皇帝死了叫驾崩。
When the king died, we call how to say collapse. I don't know.
老人死了叫寿终。
When the old person died, we say that's the end of his age.
孩子死了叫夭折。
When
这个就是中文和英文的区别。
It's a difference between Chinese and English.
所以就是因为中国人就是不愿意说到这个死字。
Chinese not willing to mention the death.
所以现代人你看我们用种种的医疗手段，用很多的养生之法，目的就是为了让人能够活得更长一些。
So you can see these days people try lots of methods try to live longer.
甚至有人他在死前他就把自己的身体冷藏起来，要等到以后科技发达以后把它解冻起来，然后再能够重新的存活。
Even some people before they die they plan to freeze their body after they died.
我甚至看到说在美国的亚利桑那州有一个叫做 ELCO 的生命延伸机构。
I saw an article about a life extension research center in Arizona, in America.
他说你可以付钱把你的身体呢冷藏在零下160度的低温的底下。
It says you can freeze your body under the minus 40 degree.
等到有一天科技发达了，你这个不治之症可以被医治了，到时候才把你解冻起来。
Until one day when the technology has developed, that they can frozen your body, unfrozen your body. Yes.
然后呢，如果但是我们知道这个费用是非常的昂贵。
We know it's very expensive.
那如果你全身冷冻呢，是$200,000。
It's $200,000.US dollars to freeze your whole body.
如果你是只光冷冻你的头呢，那是$80,000。
It costs you 80,000 to freeze your head only.
而且现在已经有超过120个人呢，他已经是把自己已经冷冻起来了。
There are over 120 people have already on the list to freeze their body after they die.
那如果真的有那一天，你能不能被解冻？而且你解冻过来，真的能不能活下去？那是另外一个问题。
If there is one day, then your body really can be unfreezed, and whether you can still alive, we don't know.
所以你看到说人常常对着死亡有一种的恐惧。
So we can see people scared of death.
为什么人这么怕死呢？
Why people worry about death so much?
因为照着世人的看法，死亡就是终结。
According to the views of the world, death is the conclusion.
死亡就意味着一切都画上了一个句号。
Death means everything have brought to be an end.
不管是你的理想，是你的追求，是你一切的人际关系，在死亡的面前都要画上一个句号。
No matter your dreams, your pursuit, and your human relationship, we have to be come to an end before death.
更令人恐惧的是，我们不知道我们死了以后要到哪里去。
Even more frightening that we don't know where we go after death.
我们不知道死了以后到底要发生什么样的事情。
We don't know what would happen after we die.
有人说，人死就一死就白了了。
People say a man dies the way a lamp goes out.
就像刚才讲的，人死如灯灭。
A man dies just like a lamp goes out.
但是是不是真的是一死就白了了呢？
Is that death squares all accounts?
如果真的是这样的话，那我们活着那究竟有什么样的意义呢？
If that's the case, then what's the point for being still alive?
有人也许说我还很年轻，死好像离我还很遥远。
Someone said, I'm still young, death is really far away from me.
不错，也许你是很年轻。
Yes, you're right, you are very young.
但是坐在马航上的人也没有一个人觉得自己是老的。
But there is no one on that Malaysian airline knows that feels that he is old.
有人说得很好。
It's really true, someone said.
他说坟墓不是为老人准备的，坟墓是为死人准备的。
The tomb is not for the old, but for the dead.
虽然死亡对你来说是一个很遥远的事情。
Maybe death is really far away for you.
但是有一天，如果当有一天这个死亡真的来临的时候。
But one day, when the death comes to you.
你是否真的能够坦然无惧地去面对那不可知的未来呢？
Can you really face the unknown outcome, frankly?
在过去，刚刚过去四月份，我们有一个青年营。
In last April we had a youth camp。
在第二天晚上，我们有一个节目表演的时间。
On the second night we got a performance time, performance session。
很多年轻人表演了非常精彩的节目。
Lots of young people performed lots of good skits。
有合唱啊，话剧啊。
We got skits。
最后还有一个非常特别的节目。
At the end, we had a very special program.
这个节目就是我们模拟一个空难的一个过程。
The program that we simulate the plane crash.
我们用非常逼真的这个音响的效果来模拟我们在一架飞机的上面。
We used a very vivid the sound system to simulate we actually sitting on the plane.
而且我们是设想说，我们都是坐在一架飞机上，我们要从悉尼，我们要飞回到国内。
We imagine we sitting on the plane and flying back from Sydney to China.
那有的人是回去探亲，有的人是回去旅游。
Someone go back to see the relatives, someone going back for the holidays.
那飞机刚起飞不久，机身就开始颠簸起来。
As soon as the plane start to move and the plane start to shake.
然后空姐就告诉大家说不要紧张，这只是遇到空中的气流的影响。
The air hostess told all the passengers say, "Don't worry, and we just have some strong current."
但是飞机呢就越抖就越厉害。
The plane start to shake even harder.
当我们那时候感觉不到抖，因为我们都是坐在凳子上。
At that time, of course, we didn't feel that of shaking.
但是当你在身临其境，在那个音响的效果当中的时候，你会感觉到。那个感觉。
But when you listen to the hear the sound and you really can feel it.
到最后的时候，就突然有一个很大的声音，轰的一声，机长告诉说机尾发生了爆炸。
At the end, and there was a big bomb, and then the pilot told the passengers and said there was a big bomb at the tail of the plane.
然后就机长就赶紧告诉大家说，现在还有最后的五分钟，五分钟以后这个飞机就要爆炸。
and the pilot told all the passengers we still got we only got 5 minutes left. And then after 5 minutes, the plane will be crashed.
在飞机要坠毁之前，请你用最后的5分钟把你要对你最爱的人说的话赶紧写下来。
And then please write down what you want to say to the people you loved just within the next 5 minutes.
那我们已经准备好了笔和纸，我们就让大家开始在写自己的遗言。
And then we've already prepared a pen and a paper and just ask the people to write down their wills.
我们现在听起来好像非常有趣。
When we hear here, it sounds very interesting.
但是在那个当时的那个整个的情景的底下,
but at that time, under that atmosphere,
真的我看见很多人他是带着眼泪是哭着把最后把这些话写在纸上。
I can see lots of people writing the words on the paper with tears.
那最后完了以后，我们就要求这些弟兄姊妹把这些你写的遗言收上来。
After we finished, we collect all the wills.
然后我们就把这些遗言呢，我们就贴在聚会厅那边有一个那个布告栏上，我们就贴在那里。
We put the wills on the notice board.
当你去看那些弟兄姊妹所写的最后五分钟的话的时候。
When you look at those words of the last within the last 5 minutes,
你看到很多人写的都是非常的相似。
You can see lots of people they write their words are very similar.
没有一个人写到说，哎呀，我这辈子还没有赚到足够的钱。
No one wrote say, in my life I haven't made enough money.
没有人在那里说，哎呀，我后悔我这个学位还没拿到就死了。
No one wrote say, I regret I haven't got that degree.
也没有人说，哎呀，我到现在我身份还没有。
No one said, I'm still not PR yet.
写的最多的是对家人的爱。
The most are the love to the family.
我们后悔和家人待的时间太少。
I regret I didn't spend too much enough time with my family.
我们后悔没有在我们还活着的时候就好好的去爱我们身边周围的人。
I regret I didn't love the people around me when I was alive.
我们后悔还没有和我们的家人去把这个福音来传给他们。
I regret I didn't preach the gospel with my family.
我们设计这个节目的目的
The purpose was to design this program.
是为了让年轻人能够好好的思想我们现在生活的目的。
Is to let young people to think about the purpose of our lives carefully.
因为年轻人总是觉得自己的时间还很长。
Because young people always think there is a long way for them to go.
但是人生的长短不是我们自己能够决定的。
But the length of life is not decided by us.
如果有一天突然你要面对你人生的结局的时候,
if one day you suddenly need to face the ending of your life,
你会如何去面对呢?
What would you do?
不仅仅是对年轻人,
it's not only to the young people.
我想其实对我们每一个人都是一样,
it's the same to each one of us.
只有当我们面对死亡的时候, 我们才能够真正的思考生命的意义和价值。
When we face the death, we can really think about the meaning of our life.
如果人死了, 一切都带不走的话,
if people die, can't carry anything with them.
那我们活着追求这些, 到底又是为了什么呢?
What will pursue these for?
有人说, 我才不管, 我要潇洒走一回。
Someone said, I don't care. I want to live a dashing life.
我要去追求, 我要去享受一切。
I want to pursue and I want to enjoy the life.
人的一生真的能够潇洒吗?
Can one's life really be cool?
以色列的先知, 摩西在他80岁的时候, 他写了一首诗。
Israeli prophet Moses wrote this when he was 80.
他说我们一生的年日是70岁。
One's age is 70 years.
若是强壮可以活到80岁。
If you have strength, maybe 80.
但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空。
But the span is but trouble and sorrow.
我们便如飞而去。
We fly away.
我们度今的年岁好像是一声叹息。
Our days just sorrow, mourn.
如果你要到离开这个世界的时候才发出这样的感叹,
if you sigh like this until one day you leave the world,
那是不是太迟了一点了?
Would it be that too late?
那究竟我们到底为什么活着?
So why we, what for, what's the purpose for us to live here?
究竟是什么东西我们可以带到永恒里面去的?
What things we can carry with us to the eternity?
在圣经以赛亚书43章第7节里面, 神告诉我们他造人的目的。
In Isaiah chapter 43, Lord told us the purpose for him to create human being.
他说, 凡称为我名下的人,
any person in my, under my name,
是我为自己的荣耀创造的。以赛亚书43:7。
Everyone who is called my name, whom I created for my glory,
是我所做成所造作的。
Whom I formed and made.
从这节里面我们知道，
From this verse,
神造人的目的呢，是为着他的荣耀。
The purpose for God created people is to glorify Himself.
是要让人来认识神，并且能够来彰显神的荣耀。
So that people can come to know Him and manifest His glory.
但是很不幸。
But unfortunately,
因着魔鬼的诱惑，人犯罪堕落。
Because of the attraction and of the Satan, and people fail.
偏离了神在人身上的目的和计划。
Walk away, deviated from the purpose.Of God.
也是因为罪的缘故，死亡就进到了人的中间。
Because of sin, death entered into the people.
在罗马书第5:12里面说。
In Romans chapter 5:12.
他说这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man,And death through sin, and in this way, death came to all men.
这里说的非常的清楚。
It's put very clearly here.
死是从哪里来的呢？
Where death come from?
死是从罪来的。
Death came from sin.
现在很多人传福音只讲神的爱，从来不讲人的罪。
These days, many people when they preach the gospel, they only talk about the love of God, not mention the sin of people.
如果我们没有看见我们自己是一个罪人。
If we don't see we are sinners,
我们就不能明白神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Then we can't understand how wide and deep the love of God is.
如果我们没有看见罪的可怕，
If we don't see the awful consequence of sins,
我们就不能体会耶稣为着我们这些罪人，他要付上何等大的一个代价。
We can't experience what Jesus need to sacrifice and pay such a high price for us.
我们可以在人的面前否认我们是一个罪人。
We can deny we are sinners before man.
但是在这位圣洁公义的神面前，我们是否也能够坦然无惧，在那里问心无愧地说，我不是一个罪人呢？
But before this holy and justice God, can we claim that I'm not a sinner with conscience?
在罗马书第1:28-32里面列举了人所犯的罪。
In Romans chapter 1:28-32。Listed all the examples of sins committed by man.
我们一起来看一看，在罗马书第一章。
In Romans chapter 1.
28-32。
Verse 28-32.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God.He gave them over to a deprived mind to do what ought not to be done.
装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨。
They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity.
又是忏悔的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、侮慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的。
They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanders, God-hated, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents.
无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
They are senseless, fenceless, heartless, ruthless.
他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them.
在这里只是举了一些的例子。
Here I just listed some examples.
还不是所有罪的清单。
They're not complete yet.
但是光从这些例子的里面所列举的，我们就不能不承认我们真是一个罪人。
But from what listed here, we can't deny I'm a sinner.
圣经上还说罪的工价就是死。
It's even written in the Bible, says the wages of sin is death.
所以有一个代价就是死亡。
So there's a price is death.
是罪把人带到了死的里面。
It's sin who brought people into death.
但是死亡是不是人最后的终结呢？
But is that death the ending for all the people?
圣经上说，人人都有一死，但是死后 还有审判。
Just like the Bible says, just as the man is destined to die once, but after that to face judgment.
人虽然肉体会死，但是人还有灵魂。
Our physical body will die, but man has got a spirit.
肉体可以朽坏，但是灵魂却是不死的。
The physical body will perish, but the spirit will never die.
肉体要归于尘土，但是灵魂却要归到创造人灵魂的神那里。
The flesh will return to the dust where it come from, but the spirit goes back to the God who created.
到末日审判的时候，我们都要站在这位公义圣洁的神面前，我们要接受他的审判。
On that day, on the day of judgment, we will all of us will stand before this holy and righteous God.
啊，在圣经的末了，他为我们描述了这个可怕的审判。
At the end of the Bible, it describes the whole awful, the terrible judgment.
我们一起来看在启示录。圣经的最后一卷书启示录的二十章。
Let's look at the last book of the Bible, Revelation.
启示录第二十章十一节，我们读到十五节。
Chapter 20, from verse 11 to verse 15.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it.Earth and the sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them.
我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
Then I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life.The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books.
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and the death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
And each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
在这个审判的里面，我们看见人要向神来交账。
I think within this judgment, people need to give account to God.
在中国我们都知道我们每个人我们都有一个档案。
In China, I think each one, we know it, each one of us has got a file.
那个档案里面呢记载了你一生所发生的大的事情。
Within that file, it recorded, anything that, the big things happened to you.
你在哪里读书，你在哪里工作，你得了什么奖，你受过什么处罚，都写在那个你的档案的上面。
Where you study, where you work, and what awards you got, and what punishment you had.
但是我们知道说，我们在神的面前，我们也有一个档案。
But we know before God, each one of us has got a file.
但是这个档案不仅仅是记载你一生发生的大事。
It's not only recorded that everything happened to you, the big things happened in your life.
而是在你一生当中你所做过的每一件的事情。
But also everything that you've done in your life.
在你头脑里你想过的每一个思想和意念。
Even the thought in your mind.
神都把你记录在案。
God has already recorded.
在审判的那一天
On the judgment day,
没有人能够为自己的罪做任何的辩护
No one can make excuse for what he sinned
也没有人能够隐藏你所做过任何的事情
No one can hide anything that they've done
在这个审判的里面只有一个的结果
Within that judgment, there is only one result
如果你的名字没有记在生命册上
If your name was not found written in the book of life
你就要被扔到火湖里
You will be thrown into the lake of fire
这个火湖就是第二次的死也是永远的死
The lake of fire is the second death, which is the eternal death
这是不是所有罪人的结局呢
It is the ending for all sinners
如果耶稣没有来的话
If Jesus hadn't come
这就是所有人的结局
That's the end for all people
因为圣经上说没有一人连一个都没有
Because it says in the Bible there's no one righteous Not even one.
但是正是因为神的爱
But just because of the love of God,
他不愿意看见人死在罪恶过犯的里面
He's not willing to see the people die in the sins and the transgressions.
他也不愿意人进到永远的沉沦的当中
He not willing to see the people punished by everlasting destruction.
So he gave
his one and only son, Jesus, to come to this world. Just now we say, Jesus wept.
耶稣为什么哭呢?
Why did Jesus weep?
他哭并不是因为拉萨路死了,
he wept not because Lazarus has died, because he could raise him from the dead.
耶稣哭了是因为他虽然是神的儿子,但是他穿上人的肉身来到这个世界上。
Jesus wept because although he is the Son of God, he is wearing a physical human body.
他有人的喜怒哀乐,他也能够体恤人的软弱。
He's got emotions, sorrow or happiness. He sympathized with the weakness of all the people.
当他在地上的时候,他与悲哀的人同哭,他与喜乐的人同乐。
When he was on the earth, he mourned with those who mourned, he rejoiced with those who rejoiced.
他知道人间的疾苦, 他也能体恤人的软弱。
He knows the plight of the world and he sympathized with the weakness of people.
如果我们的神是一位高高在上,冷酷无情的神,
if our God is the God merciless and sitting on the throne up high,
没有多少人会去相信他, 没有多少人会去爱他。
Not too many people willing to believe in him and to love him.
只有一位真的知道人间的疾苦, 蛮有慈悲和怜悯的神, 我们才愿意来亲近他。
But there is only one who knows the plight of this world, and we are willing and full of mercy and grace, we are willing to get close to him.
从前有一个传道人, 他要去, 泰国去传福音。
There was a missionary who wanted to preach the gospel in Thailand before.
他在机场在 check in 的时候, 他就在那边等的时候就和旁边的这个乘客就聊起天来。
When he was at the airport for waiting for the check-in, and he chatted with the passenger standing next to him.
然后那个人就问他说, 哎, 你到哪里去啊? 你去是为什么啊?
And the man asked him, say, where are you going? What do you do?
然后那个传道人告诉说他要去泰国去传福音。
The missionary told him, say, I'm going to Thailand for preaching the gospel.
我想如果去过泰国的人都知道。
I think any people who've been to the Thailand, you know.
不管走到哪里,大街小巷,公众的地方,人的家里,到处都是偶像。
No matter where you go, if you go to Thailand, no matter where you go, idols everywhere.
然后那个泰国人就告诉他说,他说,哎呀,我们已经有很多神了,你还要到我们那边传福音吗?
Then the Thai, told him and say, ah, oh, we've got lots of gods in Thailand. Why you still want to go there and preach the gospel?
然后那个传道人他就跟他说,他说,是啊,我要去传福音。
And the missionary told him, say, yes, I want to go there and to preach the gospel.
他说,我知道你们那边有很多的所谓的神。
And he told him, say, yes, I know that there are lots of so-called gods.
但是我要问你两个问题。
But I ask you two questions.
第一个,
first one.
你的神爱你吗?
Does your God love you?
第二个问题, 你爱你的神吗?
Second question is, do you love your God?
当你看见那个面目狰狞、很丑陋的那个偶像的时候,
when you see those ugly idols,
你怎么会去爱上他呢?
How you can love it?
当你看到那些偶像,他所要的只是你要供奉他的香火的时候, 那个偶像他怎么会来爱你呢?
When you see what your idol likes is the essence that you offer him, how the idols love you?
但是我们所信的这位神,他不仅是公义的神,他更是爱的神。
But the God we believe is not only righteous, but also he is the love.
他来到地上就是为了要拯救我们从死亡罪恶的捆绑中出来。
He came to this world to deliver us from the bondage of sins.
当主耶稣出来传道的时候,
when Jesus came,
他念出了在路加福音第四章18节到第19节里面说,
when Jesus came to this world to preach the gospel, he read,
主耶稣说, 主的灵在我身上, 因为他用膏膏我。
He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me,
叫我传福音给贫穷的人,差遣我报告被掳的得释放,瞎眼的得看见,叫那受压制的得自由,报告神悦纳人的喜年。
To preach the good news to the poor, he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and the recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
耶稣在地上的时候,
when the Lord was on the earth,
他看见人在贫穷困苦的当中挣扎,
he saw the people struggling in the poverty and hardship,
他看见人在罪的辖制和奴役的当中挣扎,
struggling in the control and the slavery of sins.
看见人在死亡的阴影和绝望的当中挣扎。
You see the people struggling in the shadow of death.
所以耶稣哭了。
So Jesus wept.
在这哭的里面，表达了神对人深深的爱。
The within this weeping tells us shows the deep love from God to the human being.
耶稣他接着来到坟墓的面前。
Later Jesus came to the tomb.
在坟墓的面前有一块石头挡着。
With a big stone laid across the entrance.
耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”
Jesus said, "Take out with the stone."
马大却对他说：“主啊，现在他必定是臭了，因为他已经死在里面已经四天了。”
Martha said to the Lord, "Say, No, Lord. By this time there is a bad odor because he's been there for 4 days."
他现在身体已经开始腐烂了，那再打开坟墓有什么用呢？
What's the point to open the tomb if his body has already started to rot?
但是耶稣却对他说
But Lord said to her,
我不是对你说过你若信比看见神的荣耀吗
Did I not tell you if you believed you will see the glory of God?
他们就把石头挪开
So they took out the stone.
耶稣祷告之后他就大声呼叫
Jesus prayed and called in a loud voice.
他说拉撒路出来
Lazarus come out.
我们看见一件令人惊奇的事情发生了。
We can see there is an amazing thing happened.
拉撒路竟然真的从坟墓的里面他走了出来。
Lazarus did come out of the tomb.
手脚还裹着布，脸上包着手巾。
His hands and feet wrapped up by the strips of the linen and the cloth around his face.
耶稣就叫人把他的布和手巾解开。
Jesus asked people to take away his grave clothes.
这是耶稣所行的一个最大的神迹。
This is the biggest miracle done by Lord.
因为在古往今来没有人进到死的里面竟然从死里面能够出来。
Because from the ancient to modern times, there was no one that has ever entered death and come out of it.
因为死的毒钩就是罪。
The sting of death is sin.
犯了罪的人他逃脱不了死亡的结局。
Anyone who committed sin cannot escape the consequence of sin.
但是耶稣说复活在我生命也在我。
But Jesus said,Resurrection. I am the resurrection depends on me. Life depends on me.
正确的翻译应该是我就是复活，我就是生命。
The correct translation is I am the resurrection and I am the life.
他之所以能够叫人从死里复活。
The reason that he can raise the dead.
那是因为他不仅是赐生命的主。
Is not only because he is the Lord who gave life.
他就是那个生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
死在他的身上没有地位也没有权柄。
He is the living bread and death has no place in his possession.
在这件事情发生过没有多久。
Later on,
耶稣就被钉在了十字架上。
Jesus was crucified on the cross.
他被钉在十字架上的罪名就是他宣称自己是神的儿子。
The accusation was He proclaimed he was the Son of God.
他在十字架上死了，他也被埋葬了。
He died on the cross and he was buried.
但是三天之后，他却从死里复活。
But on the third day, he was raised to life.
他升上高天，他掳掠了仇敌。
He ascended on high and led the captives in his train.
因为死亡不能够拘禁他。
Because death cannot hold him.
因为他从来都没有犯过罪。
Because he never committed a sin.
他在十字架上的死是一个代替的死。
He died on the cross in place of in our place.
他就是那替罪的羔羊。
He is the scapegoat for us.
他为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified for our sins.
耶稣他哭了。
Jesus wept.
因为他怜悯，他同情我们。
Because he sympathized with us.
但是眼泪并不能解决罪的问题。
But tears cannot solve the problem of sins.
罪的代价必须要用死来承担。
The price of sin must be paid by death.
因为他爱我们
，because he loves us。
耶稣他甘愿为你为我走上了十字架的道路。
For you and for me, Jesus is willing to go on to the cross。
因为他爱我们
，because he loved us。
耶稣甘愿为你为我背负了罪的刑罚。
For you and for me, Jesus is willing to bear the burden of the punishment of sin。
就在那一天
，on that day，
你的罪我的罪都归到了耶稣的身上。
Your sin and my sin, all belong to Jesus.
也就在那一天，父神都掩面不看他自己的儿子。
Even on that day, our heavenly Father not want to look at his son.
也就在那一天，耶稣为我们的罪，他进到了死亡的里面。
On that day, for our sins, our Lord entered death.
这就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
这世上有没有一个爱大过耶稣的爱？
Is there any other love before a bigger than this?
这世上有没有一个死是大过耶稣的死呢？
Is there any other death bigger than this death?
耶稣他不仅替我们死了，
Not only died for us,
他更为我们复活。
He evenwas raised for us.
因为他说我就是复活，我就是生命。
Because he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Whoever believes me will live, even though he dies.
凡活着信我的必永远不死。
Whoever believes in me will never die.
因为耶稣他借着死他败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Through the death, he punished the devil.
并释放了一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
By his death, he destroyed the devil and freed those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death.
当他复活之后，他就把他自己复活的生命赏赐给每一个愿意相信接受他的人。
After he was raised to life, he gave his resurrected life to each one of them who believe in him.
只要我们愿意承认我们自己的罪。
As long as we admit, we confess I'm a sinner.
接受耶稣做我们个人的救主，
and accept him as our personal savior.
这个生命就要进到你的里面。
The life will enter you.
接受了这个生命的人，你就有了永生。
Any person who accepts this life will have eternal life.
这个永生不仅是我们死了以后，我们的灵魂会与神同在。
Through this eternal life, our spirit will be with God forever.
这永生更说到，当我们还在地上的时候。
Through this life.While we still on this earth,
因为耶稣的生命在我们的里面，
because of His life in us,
我们就能够享受到与神同在的平安和喜乐。
We can enjoy the joy and peace with the presence of God.
基督徒和世人一样，
same as the worldly people.
有一天我们都会死，
one day we will die.
但是基督徒的死好像是睡觉一样。
But the death of Christians is just like falling asleep.
因为我们知道有一天当主来的时候我们都要复活。
Because we know one day when Lord comes, we will be raised to life.
因为在我们里面的是一个不死，是一个复活的生命。
Because the life in us is a resurrected life.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
在那一天我们看见了这位荣耀的耶稣。
On that day we see the glory of God.
因为他以大能显明他是神的儿子。
Because he shows by the divine power he shows he is the son of God.
人本来也是要彰显神的荣耀。
The human being actually originally should to manifest the glory of God.
但是当人犯罪堕落以后亏缺了神的荣耀。
But when people sinAnd fall short of the glory of God.
人多活一天，就是向死亡多走近一步。
One day lived, one step closer to the death.
但是当我们信了耶稣之后，
But when we after we believed in Jesus,
我们不仅看见神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Not only we see the light, the glorious light of God manifested in Jesus.
我们也从死亡和罪恶的捆绑当中，我们被释放出来。
But also we are delivered from the bondage of sin and death.
因为他给我们的是一个荣耀的生命。
Because he gave us a glorious life.
这个生命是不能被破布，不能被手巾所捆绑。
This life cannot be bound by the strips of linen and cloth.
这个生命要在我们每一天的生活中，他要来释放我们。
This life will set us free in our daily life.
它要让我们能够过一个平安喜乐、一个荣耀神的生活。
So that we can live a life full of peace and joy.
接受这个生命不需要你做什么。
You don't need to do anything to accept this life.
因为所有的一切耶稣已经为你做了。
Because everything has been done by Jesus.
你所要做的就是要承认自己是一个罪人。
All you need to do is confess you are a sinner.
接受耶稣做你个人的救主。
Accept Jesus as your personal savior.
这个荣耀的生命它就要进到你的里面。
The glorious life will enter you.
它要成为你的依靠。
It will become your help, your support.
它要成为你的盼望。
It becomes your hope.
你愿意接受这个生命吗？
Are you willing to accept this life?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
如果你有感动，你愿意接受耶稣做你个人的救主。
If you are moved and you're willing to accept Jesus as your personal savior.
当我在祷告的时候，你可以跟着我来祷告。
When I pray, you can follow me.
当我说一句，也请你在心里面你也跟着说一句。
When I say one sentence, you can say the same thing in your heart.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
从前我不认识你。
In the past, I didn't know you.
但是今天我听到了你的福音。
But today, I heard the gospel.
我听见你来到这个世上。
I heard you came to this world.
是为了要来拯救我。
To save me.
主耶稣，我承认我是一个罪人。
Lord, I admit I'm a sinner.
我也知道罪的代价就是死。
Also, I know the price for sin is death.
主，但是我不愿意进到沉沦的里面。
But Lord, I don't want to be punished by everlasting destruction.
主，我愿意来到你的面前。
I'm willing to come before you.
我愿意承认我自己的罪。
I'm willing to confess my sins.
我愿意接受你作为我个人的救主。
I'm willing to accept you as my personal savior.
求你赦免我一切的罪。
May you confess
赦免我一切的罪。Forgive my sins.
May you forgive all my sins.
主，我们也求你这个荣耀的生命能够进到我的里面。
May this glorious life can enter me.
让我也能够过一个有意义。
So that I can live a meaningful,
能够过一个荣耀的生活。
A glorious life.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
我愿意把自己交在你的手中。
I'm willing to commit myself into your hands.
求你来带领我一生的道路。
May you lead my whole life.
感谢主。
Thank you.
这样的祷告。
I pray.
是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
所以说我们也把这一点的话主我们交在你的手中。
Lord, we also commit all these words into your hand.
主我们求你真的越过我们话语的有限。
May you pass over the limitation of our words.
主真的让这些福音朋友看见你是他们生命的救主。
Please let these gospel friends can see that you are the savior of their life.
因为你说过。
Because you said,
你就是复活，你就是生命。
You are the resurrection and you are the life.
求你那复活的生命今天在这里彰显。
May your resurrected life may be manifested here.
让每一个来到这里的福音朋友都能够因为看见你而愿意相信接受你。
Let every single gospel friends come here and see you and willing to believe you.
求你在我们中间做工。
May you work among us.
求你自己的荣耀彰显在我们中间。
May your glory be manifested among us.
也当我们把你高举的时候就吸引万人来归向你。
May you be lifted up higher and attract people to follow you.
我们把感谢赞美都归给你。
We give you all the glory and the praises.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.